Hello everyone and welcome. Today is July 8th, 2020 and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'm going to assist Alex today. But before we hear from him and our Spiritual Law of Nature for this week, I'm going to share this short disclaimer. This presentation is for information purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or maybe even you if you share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So, Alex, today our topic is instant versus delayed gratification. Is that right?
That is correct. Thank you so much, Johanna, and welcome everyone. Whenever you're listening, wherever you're listening, we are really honored by your presence, and please give us feedback. And Johanna, before you let them go today, please give them that feedback email address so they can do that. And remember, you can send in your questions in advance. You don't have to be here for us to discuss and talk about your question. We will do that even if you're not here, and then when the recording is posted, you can check that to get the answer to your question. But we don't want this to just be questions and answers. I don't have all the answers. I mean, I give you guys my 2 cents, but and the way I know I don't have all the answers is because my beliefs about these things have changed a whole lot over the last 20 years, and some of them considerably less than that. So the primary thing we're wanting to do is let's start discussing these big, major spiritual life issues. You know, these things 100 years ago, even 50 years ago, were much more talked about than they are today. And today we've sort of gotten into this virtual screen mentality of everything, and we're not doing near as much just talking about things that are important in our lives. So that's what we're trying to do. But, yes, the topic for this week is instant versus delayed gratification. And even though this is very well known, it's amazing how few people I know really practice it. And if you look at the research, and this one, there's been reams and reams and reams, hundreds and hundreds of research studies done over the years, and they're virtually 100% conclusive that name almost anything good that you want in your life, and you are much more likely to get it if you practice delayed gratification than instant gratification. And we talk about all aspects of that in the YouTube teaching of that this week. So please watch that for all the details. I'm just going to kind of hit the high points. But there's 5 big things that instant gratification can really get you off track. The first one is you're settling. Almost always, the delayed gratification end result is better than the instant gratification end result. And many times by a long, long, long shot, which means if you're consistently choosing instant gratification, then you're probably settling for a mediocre life where you could be experiencing a top life, much closer to your best possible life. Number 2, the instant gratification mindset is the criminal mindset. And now, don't feel like I'm coming after you too much on that. I'm not saying you're a criminal, okay? But I'm saying it's the same mindset. I'm not going to wait for what may be best. I'm going to manipulate and do whatever I have to do to get something that feels good now, or to get away from something that feels bad. Well, we've talked so many times about how to get to your best life, you have to go through chaos. Chaos means change, and change is painful. So if every time you're having pain, you run to instant gratification, then, again, you're robbing yourself of your best results, and that is the criminal mindset. So I don't think any of us want to live our life with the criminal mindset, but you are if you are consistently choosing instant gratification. Number three, imagining, thinking about doing the instant gratification thing when you believe that the delayed gratification thing would be best creates the chemical tidal wave in your brain where all the positive and all the negative chemicals are released all at the same time, and it is absolutely overwhelming and addictive. And that's number four, is that the instant gratification criminal mindset almost always leads to negative habits, if not out-and-out addictions that take over control of your life. And then the fifth thing is that the ancient manuscripts say a really, really, really fascinating thing to me about instant versus delayed gratification, okay? And here's one of them. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, okay? That's the first half of the statement. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, meaning, oh, goodness, I wanted that ice cream, and now I can't have it, and, oh, I just feel kind of sick inside because I wanted that, now I'm not going to have it, all right? But the second part of the statement is this, but desire deferred is a tree of life. Now, what's the difference in the language that was originally spoken in? Well, the first part, hope deferred makes the heart sick, that is a temporary thing for the next 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then it's over, all right? The tree of life is an ongoing, for the rest of your life thing. So according to that manuscript, if you choose instant gratification, you are trading a lifetime of potential positive results over and over and over for a 5, 10, 15 minute, one day, one week, whatever it is, feel good situation. And that's always a bad choice, okay? And then the last thing I wanted to address before I, in just this very general overview, and then we'll open it up for questions, is that the opposite of instant gratification is patience. The opposite of patience is anger. And anytime you experience something in the anger family, it means you have, unless your life is in imminent danger right now, it means you have a wrong goal. And research at Harvard, research at Stanford, research at other universities as well indicates the instant you have that wrong goal, which comes from instant gratification, you have just punched your own stress switch. And if you're already in stress, you've just spiked your stress. For as long as you have that goal, as long as you keep choosing instant gratification over patience and letting come to you in a natural flow what is right and best without having to manipulate other people or circumstances or whatever. Now, one disclaimer, what I'm not talking about here, there's another statement, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, okay? I believe sometimes we have been working towards something, and we do want what's best, but we believe that what is here right now probably is best for this situation. Okay, I'm not talking about that. That is not instant gratification. That's choosing what you believe is best, whether it's delayed, instant, or in between. Okay, that doesn't apply here. That's a wise decision. And basically that wise old saying comes from a root of don't throw your money away foolishly, okay? Don't go on the million to one shot that ruins your whole life, all right? But outside of that, choosing delayed gratification and patience instead of instant gratification, wrong goals, and anger is life-changing, whichever of the two you choose. And some people they've chosen instant gratification in some things and delayed in others, all right? Well, this week I would encourage you just take a look at your life and say, okay, with my relationships, with my children, my parents, my brothers and sisters, people at work, my significant other, am I primarily choosing instant or delayed gratification? Am I choosing patience, or do I experience anger when what I want doesn't happen? Okay? With your work, with your health, every part of your life, which of those two is your go-to? Is it instant, or is it be patient and wait for what is right and what is best? If you watch the full YouTube presentation of this that's just out this week, you will see that virtually anything in life you can name, health, making money, being happy, living longer, getting sick less, not being addicted to things, not having bad habits, almost anything you could possibly name, it has been shown through studies that delayed gratification yields far superior results to instant gratification, and many times the instant gratification will have an immediate negative and every once in a while devastating effect on your life, happiness, and health. So that's the overview. Please watch the whole thing if this is of interest to you. And Johanna, do we have any questions?
All right, so if anyone has any questions, if you're on the phone, you want to press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to unmute your line so you can ask Alex a question. I'm going to check on the web, see if if you're on the web, you can just simply type it in, and I'll be able to read that to Alex. So we're just waiting for any hands to raise. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. We'll see who comes on. We didn't have any questions sent in this week.
Okay.
I'm aware of, Alex. And
right.
I don't see any hands up today either, so I think that's
okay.
Going to be it.
All right. Well, just remember you can send your questions in if you like. And please, if this topic interests you, if this is a way you think maybe your life could become better, please watch the full presentation on the YouTube channel. And that's it for me, Johanna. Love you, everyone. Have a wonderful, beautiful week.
Okay, Alex, thank you. So if you have a question that you want Alex to address and you'd rather send it in, you can send it in at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. And just say you have a question for Alex for the Spiritual Laws of Nature call, and he will, you know, we'll be able to address that. So I see a hand up now, and I'm thinking, I wonder if that is for our next part, which is for getting a custom trilogy or a custom healing code for whatever issue you'd like to address. I'm going to unmute your line. Your number ends in 5920. 5920, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Lori.
Hi. How are you?
All right. Recently, I've developed the lymphedema, and I'm very fearful about it when I think about it, and I was wondering if I could have a code that could a trilogy.
Sure. Did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
A trilogy, please.
Okay, very good. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is the fear that you're having regarding the condition?
It's a 9.
Okay, God bless you. Is there an early memory that comes up when you can recall having the same type of fear about something?
I get one popped up just now. So when I was 14, I was in hospital, and a lot of things were done, procedures and things that I was fearful of.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that memory?
It's an 8.
Okay. We're going to include that in the trilogy, okay? So work on that one until the 8, till it comes down to just 0. And then ask if you're still experiencing fear regarding this condition, then ask yourself, okay, when else have I had a similar kind of fear?
Okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay, minute number 1 is the acupoints and the meridians.
Okay.
You're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down, all the points down to the side of the hand.
Okay.
And then we're going to start at the head again. We're going to go the side of the eyes.
Okay.
Under the nose. Chin. Then we're going to go to the side of the hand, little finger, and then the karate chop on the side of the hand again.
Okay.
Okay, then you're going to do the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number 2, healing code. First position. Left hand bridge, right hand jaw.
Okay.
That's a regular healing code. Left hand bridge, mm-hmm. right hand jaw. Next position, left hand brain stem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
Next position, both hands, Adam's apple. And the last position is left hand high bridge, right hand below the belly button.
Okay.
Okay, minute number 3, governing conception and energy centers. We're going to start at the base, and we're going to slide the hands all the way up without stopping over the head to the top of the spine. You want to do that 3 times.
Okay.
Okay, then we're going to start at the base again, slide up to the heart. You're going to pause. Then you're going to slide up to the throat and pause.
Okay.
Slide down to the solar plexus or the tummy and pause.
Okay.
Slide all the way up to the forehead and pause. And then slide down to the base.
Okay.
And move slowly up, pausing at each energy center for a few seconds. And that's it.
Okay.
I would do this for the next 2 weeks and address every category, starting with unforgiveness. And you can even ask yourself, okay, do I have any unforgiveness issues where I feel this kind of a fear?
Okay.
And then do that through all the categories. You could do it that way. And if you don't find anything, just have the intention of addressing everything possible that's in that category, known or unknown, that has contributed to this condition.
Okay.
All right.
If there's not a lot of people, could I get another code?
What is the other one for?
I realized that decades ago, I was trying to lose weight, and I told myself, I said, I'll probably get a bad diagnosis once I get some of this weight off. And I've gotten some of this weight off, and my health is being really compromised right now. So it's a wrong belief, obviously. And so I need to address that.
Okay. So let me test, because I believe we can go ahead and use the same protocol. So just a minute. Say, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
The unhealthy beliefs.
The unhealthy beliefs.
Okay. Yeah, use the same one to address that.
Okay, so when I set my intention prayer then, I would include the health issue plus the belief?
Yes.
And then do that for every category as well?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code? You can press star 2 on your phone. It's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to open the line and get you a custom trilogy or a custom code. If you're on the web, unfortunately, we can't do that. So if you have questions, though, again, as Alex said, you can always send in the question at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. And put a note that you'd like him to address it on the Spiritual Laws of Nature call, and we'll be happy to do that. All right, I guess that's going to be it for today. I want to thank you all again for participating in our call today, and thank you so much. Come back again next week. God bless.